This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. Good morning. Welcome to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Now on the show today, I'm going to be speaking with a familiar name, or should I say voice in Malaysian radio. JJ Fernandez, former radio host, come entrepreneur, is in the studio with me to talk about his latest venture, the Wash Up Lifestyle Laundry. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, I love the intro. Thank you. Familiar voice.
Right. Now in true JJ fashion, he had to do something unexpected. I tell him to come to the studio for a recording, and what he does is he tells everyone on social media it is a live interview.
Of course.
And then, of course, he brings a friend.
Yes.
Like, don't you know the etiquette? If you're going to bring a plus one, you've got to RSVP, dude.
I know, but then, you know, we've always done it differently. We are always adding the spice with, you know, extra things that people don't expect. So the extra things, I know you call me in to talk about my journey, but my journey won't be anywhere without my friend here who's helped me along the way, mm-hmm. because he is the co-owner of the franchise that I bought into. Without him and his guidance, I will still be the guy just talking on the side of the street, no apparent reason whatsoever.
Oh. Okay, so introduce your friend. Huh?
Okay, everybody please put your hands together. I don't know whether this is that type of show, but my friend here, his name is Tu. And Tu, please explain to everybody who you are and what
Hi, Audrey. Hi, JJ. Thanks for the sudden invitation.
I set people up. I like this.
Right. Okay. Yeah, my name is Tu here. I'm one of the co-founder of Wash Up. Basically, we run a chain of laundry outlets in Malaysia.
Yeah.
We are the first one in Malaysia that runs our laundry outlet cashlessly and contactlessly. We started this way back in 2018. And
yeah.
We were the first one to push 100% cashless. And back then, nobody know what is that. And people are asking us why you guys want to do cashless. What is this app all about? So we started way back before MCO.
So before the pandemic, before we actually went into this whole cashless craze, you already had a cashless laundrette. How many outlets do you have right now?
Now we have 35.
Yep.
And we started our first one in USJ Subang. That is where I met JJ. He was one of the earliest customers.
Because how I met this guy was a simple thing. Me and my wife were walking by, and then we saw the shop half open, and then we saw, oh, it's going to be a laundrette. Oh, very exciting. And then we see this guy sitting down with his computer and trying to, you know, fine tuning the whole system. And then I introduced myself. He introduced himself. We just chat. And then I saw the vision that he wanted to have, which I thought was brilliant. And I'm like, oh, cool, let's be friends. And so we've been friends all this while. And I say, eventually one day I will be somehow involved in a different way, a different capacity. And here I am 4 years down the line where I finally got some cash to open up a business. Then I open up.
Right. And JJ is a very visionary guy because he called me during the peak of pandemic, is it? It's around 2020 or 2000.
Yeah.
It's around there. Then he said he wanted to start a business when there are so many laundry out there closing down.
Closing down.
So he told me this is the best time. This is the best time. He can get good deals from the landlord.
Yeah, just like stocks and whatever. There are sometimes when the dip, it's when you buy.
Right.
So I looked at the dip, and based on what I see, I assume that's going to be the lowest it's going to go, and it's going to pick up eventually. So before it picks up, it's best I get a good deal.
Okay.
So I went all out trying to speak to people and trying to get a good location, and found one location which is brilliant. In SS15, if you know SS15 well enough, you know it's a place where the roads are packed and jammed. And where I am is right in front of the market, close to the all the colleges there, and the place where everybody walks by. So I'm like, ta-da, and I got it for literally almost half the price it's normally going for.
Because of the timing.
Because of the timing.
Right.
And the owner was awesome too, because he's like, hey, I know you. I'm like, yes, you know me. I won't run away, so please give me a good deal.
Are you sure the landlord not listening to this?
No, he did. Please, Frankie, I love you, man.
So I want to know, I want to talk more about, you know, choosing the right location and what the whole setup entails. But, you know, let's just talk about Wash Up itself. You know, why choose Wash Up? You have so many other franchise laundromats out there. And why choose Wash Up? What's its USP?
Okay, the first of all, like I said, how we met. And then he told me about his dream. He didn't want to just have a laundry. Fine, everybody has a laundry. But for me, the USP was, he wants it to be a community center as well. A place where people convene. A place where people, yeah, wash their clothes, but there are other things that can be done there as well. Hmm. And I love that vision. So that's why when I had a chance, I'm like, dude, I want to push your vision slightly further because I have ideas as well and I love what you're trying to do. So that's why Wash Up. Besides, it being one of the most affordable around.
Okay, since he brought up money, there's the laugh.
We all know. You know, business always got money, okay?
Of course. How much would something like this cost? How much would it be to be a franchisee with Wash Up?
It depends on the scale of the business that you want to go. Mm-hmm. You can start from as low as like 70,000 to 300,000. Only depending on your pocket, it also depends on the location, the size of the populations. So that is the most important factor.
And I this is me talking on his behalf as well. They also have little schemes where you don't have to own the shop, mm-hmm. but you can still earn.
You own the shop. You don't have to own the machines.
Yeah, that's the word. Sorry, okay. You own the shop, but you don't own the machine.
Okay.
Yeah. So that schemes are available as well. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to come into this. Because one of the reasons, of course, laundry is a passive income, especially when I don't have to go and pick up coins. I like doing it. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
And no tokens. And if anyone wants to vandalize the shop, there's nothing to steal.
Mm. Yep.
There's nothing there to steal, unless you want to steal the detergent. Because
I was just about to say, I remember the early days, you know, you would see kids there just like pumping in the detergent.
But here's the thing, the detergent for this system is all within the machine.
Right.
So there's nothing on the open. Even though they have free detergent, free softener when it comes to wash, but it's not in the open, it's all behind the scene. You can't see that. So it's brilliant. I love it. Sorry.
Okay. So what is the startup process entail? You know, do you have to find a location? You know, do you take care of renovation, construction costs? And like, you know, talk to me about bringing the machines in. What do you have to do as a first-time owner/laundromat runner?
Okay. I'll tell you my experience, and he'll tell you what he does normally. My experience was basically, I spoke to him. I said, I have a plan. I want to do this. Then he's like, you sure? I'm like, yes. Then his first important thing, he says, get a good location. I don't know where I would get a good location. So I came up with a few locations that I wanted to, and I really wanted to do SS15. And his advice to me was, dude, the rent there is high. I said, don't worry, I'll try and find something good. Yes. And I'll find something good. And then he's like, okay. And then I found the place, and then I'm like, look, this is the one and this is the rent. He's like, it's still kind of high if you want to get returns, but because of the traffic here, there is a possibility. Let's make this work.
Okay.
So he was
Let
not...
Let me add on something on SS15, because that location itself is very good, but that time we were still under MCO.
Yes. Right.
So I told him, we do not know when the college, the uni, they call it uni now, going to reopen. We do not know. We have no like timeline.
He's your risk officer.
Correct. And I was optimist, like, yes, let's do this, Ken. And he's like, no, you calm down, everybody. I'm like, no, Ken. And the weird part is there was another laundrette close by, but it was coin operated. And I'm like, my USP can kill yours. Mm. Besides that, I'm like, you know, there's going to be a loud mouth me in the shop, so Ken, that adds another value to it. And then he also told me advice like calculate the households around, because the best advice he gave me is the estimate to have 2,000 households around one laundrette is the best way for you to ensure that there's a possibility of you making money. So if you're planning to open a laundrette, you have to take that into account. So if it's a high density area and you see two there, it's still okay, but you know, you've got to calculate that. And that's the risk he told me that will happen. So I'm like, cool, let's go for this. And then after that, we discussed the of course, the schemes that they have, which one I want. And then after that, I picked the one I want. And then
which one was that?
The one with the shop. Okay. And I, semua saya ambil, you know, because, you know, ambitious, crazy. And but the only difference is they already have a design of how the shop was supposed to be. And this is tried and, you know, everything works that way. But you know, like me, JJ, like going, hey, can we try this? And he's like, your shop, you. But things, I advise things. You know. So he advised me along the way what can be done and what cannot be done. And so that's how eventually you open up.
One last question before we take a break. What could not be done? What did you want to do that could not be done?
I wanted to have like lights and TV and all that crazy things there. You know, just, you know, I went over.
Okay.
So I wanted over the moon. He's like, come back here. There's atmosphere flying here is enough. You know,
and be also more machines than you... Than
is needed.
Actually need.
Did he want more machines than the space would allow?
Of course, you want like 10, 20.
Everybody wants a lot, but he advised me on what can and cannot be done well. So that's the main reason I brought him in today, because look, I can talk about what I did, but without proper guidance, especially when you want to go into a franchise, if your franchise is just like, take your money and don't talk to you, don't trust them.
Right. Okay. On that note, we are going to take a quick break for some messages because, you know, someone needs to pay for us to be talking on air. You remember that, right? When we come back, we discuss creating content in a laundromat and we get a better feel of what life is like after radio with JJ Fernandez and Tu Yu Kong from Wash Up. Open for Business. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. After some 18 years, I'm sat here in the studio with JJ Fernandez, formerly of Hits.fm fame.
Wow.
We're talking about his new venture, a cashless laundromat in SS15 Subang and Damansara Perdana.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a bit. It's called Wash Up Lifestyle Laundry. And what he did is he brought his Taiko Sifu to join us on the show. Tu Yu Kong, business development manager of Wash Up Tech, is also joining us in the studio today. We'll come back to the money bit of laundromat business, the laundry business just a bit. But like, Jay, if I told you 10 years ago when you left Hits that you would be in the laundry.
I would have a laundromat.
Yeah. Like, what would you say?
Yeah. You have to remember the reason why I existed and I survived that long is I've never said no to anything. It's like, hey, try this, Ken. You know what I mean? Just try. Do you know how to do it? Don't know. But we learn. And that's how we used to do it. I mean, like, we still do it that way. If anyone gives us an opportunity to try, we try it. And that's the essence of being an entrepreneur. Yeah. If you really want to do business, if you have the opportunity to do it, do it. Don't go, I doubt myself. What is... Don't scare yourself into not even trying.
Yeah.
Now, if you try and... But important thing is surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. Hence, too. So I spoke to him often, understand, and I question what can and cannot be done. So from his mold of what he did with his business, and especially when he said he wanted us to build a community, I'm like, look, to build a community, you need familiarity. That's why I do all the other things in the laundrette. And there's so many things else I want to do. And he's like, you sure? Yes. Okay, go. So I'm like, all right. And that's why you see me going live and doing all these other things. But because I think there's a lot of possibility there of what can be done.
We'll come back to the content creation bit in just a bit, okay? I know that's going to be a long bit, but you know, let's get the money out of the way first, right?
Yeah.
So now, your first baby was in SS15 Subang. We just heard about that story.
Yep.
You recently opened another in Damansara Perdana.
Yes.
Now, there are laundromats at every corner in Damansara Perdana. I live there. I know.
Yep.
But, you know, so what made you choose to come into DP?
Well, it's because I spoke to Tui as well, and he informed me of all the places. Before we go to any, open any place, I actually go there and check it out. We check it out at night. We check it out at the daytime, the traffic. And he goes at a separate time. I go at a separate time just to see the whole thing. And I said, oh, no, still got possibility. And that was during MCO. And I said, like, no, still got possibility. There's hope here. Because I was looking around and I noticed that, what do you call this, where the apartments were and where the grocers were. There was a grocers there. And I spoke to the real estate agents around there. Like, hey, what else is opening up? There's shops close here. And they informed me that Mr. DIY is opening right next to the thing. I'm like, okay, on. Because they have traffic. So if they have traffic, then, you know.
You have traffic.
I have traffic because it's visible. If people ask, where is your shop? You know Mr. DIY there? Yeah. Okay, next to it.
Okay, but who are your customers? You know, are you targeting any specific customer segment with wash up?
Depending on where you are.
Yes, yes.
Depending on where you are. The fun part about this, me and two, because he's like, SS15, workers... office workers students. And students. Mm-hmm. Those are the focus. And the design of the shop, that's where I came in with that. I want to change it a bit. It's very high stools and just one bar table where people can just sit down and do their work and have Wi-Fi because there's free Wi-Fi as well. Wi-Fi and do their work. But Damansara Perdana, more housing area, family. Mm-hmm. So more seats. You know the normal square seat with four people? That was that. So that's the difference. It's who you target to, people who need the convenience. It's nothing to do with anything else but convenience. Yep. Because you don't need to carry those coins, especially, you know, like you strike lottery, like that, tick, then you collect, then you leave 50 cents there, and then you go. I'm like, alamak! Then you got to go find the thing. So everybody's been through that in London. Yes. Yeah? And then you throw in the machines, and then suddenly, like, click. He didn't read, but he took my money. What do I do now? Eject. Then you start again. So who's the people? People who need the convenience, people who need the availability of that. And also there's the service part to it. And that's another USP that I liked.
Yep. Okay, please tell me more.
So
most of the shop, we have a staff, a full-time staff that offer the counter service where you can just drop your laundry and we will do the washing and folding services for you. So, yes.
Folding services?
Yes, that's
wash,
right.
Dry, fold.
Sounds like a dream. Because that's the one that will be on your sofa forever.
Correct.
Like 1 week after you've done the laundry.
You're correct.
To just
right.
fold it.
This is the best one for husbands. Hello.
Yeah. Being forced to do laundry.
Do this, dudes. Trust me. Just tell the wife, like, don't worry, I got this. I've seen how hard you work. I feel you. I do this. Then just take it, dump it there, go have one teh tarik, and then come back. And just
so you will fold.
Yeah.
You fold.
If it's
put you on the spot
if it's
here.
Swamped, I will.
Okay.
And,
good to know.
And that's the weird part because people have walked in and people who know who I am and who. I am, I can't say was because I am that person. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, folding clothes. And then they're like, no, but you are that guy. So it's the image is wrong. I'm like, image of folding clothes is wrong? I don't know what world you live in that people don't fold clothes, but yeah.
So what are the margins like in this business? And you know, how long before you can turn a profit?
There are two questions here. The first one, it depends because one of your fixed costs is your rental.
Mm-hmm.
So location, it always come back to the first questions. That's why we put a lot of emphasis on doing the survey first. like just now, Gigi just shared that we went to like DP for so many times, SF15 for so many times. We want to make sure that that is a good deal. We have a lot of
demand
to support your business. So we, for our target, we are looking at least like 60% margin, and then we try to get your return within like 24 to 36 months. Yeah, that is our target.
But here's the thing for me. This is my experience. Open the thing. I know how much I spent. And then everyone's always asking, return of investment, return of investment. You know, what's your ROI? You know? So first month, I only made $3,000 for that job. Second month, increased. Third month, increased. Fourth month, I'm paying everything up when it comes to how much I need for the shop to run. This is my fifth month, I'm going to make a bit of profit. And it's always growing. Why? Because when it comes to laundry, it's you try it first. You don't know whether you like it or not. But once you're comfortable with it, you tell your friend, hey, try that place. That place is cooler. Go there. So it grows that way. So you have to have a consistency of your shop and things to do there or whatever that grows that. And making people comfortable with the shop. So that's why the shop doesn't over look weird, but the cleanliness of the shops, all the shops, is very important. That's you see all the staff. First thing we do, you've seen my videos, so mopping the shop and sweeping, because that's what we do every day. We mop, sweep, vacuum the machines and sanitize whatever we can do, because at the end of the day, if I'm telling you come to my shop to clean something and you, it looks like a dumpster, doesn't make sense.
Right.
So that's one of the things that's amazing.
Okay, so, you know, coming back to, you know, he just mentioned his videos. You know, I've noticed, and I'm sure many people have noticed, that you're creating reels and TikToks from Wash Up SF, SS15. Yes. I mean, you know, and this will come as no surprise if you know JJ. He's a content creator at heart. It's in his DNA. He can stand at the pantry and create content. You know, it's like, what's the objective, Jay, you know, in producing content like this? You know, are you trying to reach new customers?
Okay, no.
Are you just bored?
No, all of the above. All of the above. Like you said, I like creating content, and I don't create content just because. So I like there's layers to stuff and things that can be done, and I've invited all my celebrity friends, whoever, you know, come wash. Let me show you how this works, because I think it's a very cool concept, because there's a drop off. You don't actually have to wash. So while you wait for your laundry, come sit down and chat with me lah. And because I call it Come Clean with JJ, the hashtag, right? It's a play of words. It's come clean with JJ. That means you're cleaning your clothes with JJ, but also come clean with me when we are talking, because I've grown in my content as well. I'm no longer funny haha. I am still funny haha, but I'm not only funny haha. I would love depth and discussion and stuff. That's why when I pulled in a politician, I asked sensitive questions, and people are like, are you sure you want to ask that question? I'm like, why not? He came, he was comfortable. I asked him like direct questions of, why? Why not? So come clean with me. Come clean with me.
So everyone is welcome to clean. Correct. Come clean. Laundry in your shop.
No, don't air it lah. It's more of a relief, a burden off shoulder. You know, someone listening to me.
Has your brand, you know, just being JJ, your fame from, you know, your radio days, has it lent to your business?
100%. 100%. Because one of the things for any business, okay, no matter what, why do you walk into a shop? Because of familiarity. You know that place. You're like comfortable. Oh, I kind of know it. So me being who I am and people recognize who I am, it helps to the thing. And the crazy part about Wash Up is I'm not an ambassador there, okay? I just happen to have a shop at the Wash Up. I'm lending that to Wash Up because I keep telling people I love the service, I love their vision, I love what they're trying to do. So if you can't come to the shops that I own, go to any other things, you're going to get the same thing. So just go. I love it. So it does help. 100%. And that's why I'm trying to do other things there as well. I'm trying to work with the community. When it comes to the community, I speak to a lot of businesses who do, you know, people who do their own home business, sell cookie and all that, the delivery costs a bomb. So I keep telling them, look, work with me. I'm not going to charge you rental or anything. Sell it online and just tell everybody come collect at the workshop at this time. And then you come set up a little thing and just distribute. I have no problems with that. And then they always ask how much you're going to charge and fees. I like, I don't want to. I don't want to charge anything because I've been in a position where I needed just a leg up or some someone to help me out. And now I'm in a position to help people. I'm like, come work with me, no problem. Just do it. Because there's a double, I mean, there's udang sebalik mi lah. If the people come and they see the shop, they're comfortable. If they've never thought of walking into the shop, now they walk because of a purpose. Then they see the shop, oh, cool, nice. And they get comfortable, they will come back. So you have to look at that. Don't look only at, oh, business instantly make money now. Then long run, you won't succeed. So that's basically the idea.
So workshop is not your first foray into entrepreneurship, right, Jay? Earlier you're talking about how you have trouble saying no to opportunities and to everything. So what were the multiple strikes before you landed on workshop?
Multiple strikes. Okay, it's some of it is not strikes. It's more of a, you know, there's a big stove with multiple burners, and you put everything on the fire, and then one is not cooking so well, you're like, okay, slow burn. Slow burn. And then, oh, this one is better. Okay, burn this faster. Cook this. So there's a lot of slow burners. So the slow burners, I went into advertising as well. So I was a creative director, and I still do freelance marketing and promotions and stuff for people who happen to know me and call me directly. Can you help me out? Can, no problem. So I do that, and then I created an app as well, which allows anybody to create their own radio station.
Okay, you heard it on BFM.
That's why I said. Imagine what YouTube does for video content creators. Mm-hmm. I created something for audio content creators.
Nice. Okay. Let's see if we will air that or not. I'll check with my bosses.
I didn't go further. I didn't give you details about it. You know, you want to ask more, find me.
Okay. We are about to bring this to a wrap. But before the both of you go, what can we expect from WashUp? I mean, from WashUp Tech as well as from JJ Fernandez and WashUp in the near future? Any expansion plans? Will we see a number 3 very soon?
Okay. The number 3 maybe, all right? But one of their visions, and I agree with it, and I want to try and help them with it, is rather than having a shop and owning a shop, like he says, there's different models. It could even be developers who build apartment blocks and stuff like that. And if you want to have a service where you put in these machines within that and offer it to your tenants, that it adds an added value to the sales of your place. Yep. So the idea is to go into these places and go, here's the machine, because it's not coin operated, it's app operated. There's not much care needed to it. It's basically, it cleans itself, everything is there, but once in a while you need a cleaner to come every day, just wipe everything down, make sure all the detergent and everything is in, and vacuum the thing and just leave. And it runs and it becomes a value. So that's one of the things he said, I'm like, cool. But because the price range for that is much lower, and I'm like, where can I put this? You know, because that's one of the things I'm looking at. I'm like, okay, who do I know who has an apartment building and know the joint management? Because people are paying sinking fund already.
Yes.
So why not have that kind of opportunity? Because rather than I give you Mon Kiara, the amount of people for Mon Kiara goes all the way to Sri Hartamas to wash at the laundries is amazing.
Now, why aren't you there yet?
Because I want to put machines in Mon Kiara. So Mon Kiara, anyone, please get in touch with us. Sorry, I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity
and I took it. Right. And what about WashUp Tech? You know, what can we expect from the business in the near future?
You will see more outlets. Because before the MCO, we had only like 25. And today we have 35. And like Gigi said, that is one of our major direction that we are moving to, because we want to bring the convenience as near as possible as to the users. So one of the way is to plant the machines.
Yep.
Just as near possible at the lobby. Yeah. It's easy access and there's no worry about security. Yeah, like we have seen many cases, right? Like robbery case, cases.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of times we do our laundry in midnight.
Yeah.
That's the convenient time. Yeah.
So
a lot of users using it during nighttime.
Late at night.
Okay, here's the thing. Another reason why I love this is because whenever you use a machine, I know who uses the machine. Remember a long time ago, there was this horrible case where people threw a cat into a dryer?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I'm so glad I didn't hear this. But okay.
There was. Mm. But it's a coin-operated thing. So they just threw a cat, turned on the coin, and it ran. If anyone does it in my shop, I know who you are. I've got CCTV. And I know your phone number.
Yeah.
And we will come for you.
I will, exactly. Go watch that Netflix one, Don't Mess With Cats or something like that. Nah.
Yeah.
Got it. Sorry.
Okay. On that note, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Once again, if you want to get your laundry folded by a former radio host, go to Wash Up in SS15 Subang or Damansara Perdana, yes. Petaling Jaya. You can also keep up with the man on social media. How can we find you, Jay?
It's always JJ on air or JJ underscore on underscore air. Why underscore? Because someone took JJ on air at that time. So it's
terrible.
Just people just take my name.
And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. I've been speaking with former radio host and Wash Up licensee JJ Fernandez, as well as the business development manager of Wash Up Tech, Sniran Berhad, to Yu Kong. This is Audrey Raj, and this has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.